I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Saturday night in the Thomas household, all is quiet for right now. It's been a long day.
I'm sorry, you can hear my coat. For you, it was a super early start. Sorry. Harlan went to bed early last night and then woke up at 4:30.
Not like super early, like 7:30.
Yeah. But I knew it was going to be
And I've been waking up early. Mm-hmm. So it was fine to wake up. But
I wish you would have woke me up, though.
No, you got to get your beauty rest.
I got 9 hours of sleep. Well,
I didn't even check mine.
There were several interruptions, though. Like, I think we both woke up, like, 2 a.m. in Harlan. Well, different times he went to sleep on the floor. Maybe we just make him a little pallet on the floor.
When I found him, he was just looking at me.
That was earlier. There was some mom on TikTok that was like, why I don't put my 5-month-old in a crib? Modern day nurseries are made for parents' convenience, not babies. What? She's like, a crib is a tiny jostle. No, it is a safe place for your kid to sleep. Why would you put them in there if they're not sleepy? Yeah, let's let the 5-month-old decide if they're sleepy. What? I do not have time for people like that. Letting your free range. They have like a floor bed for the baby. Oh, okay. Because that's going to be safe when they're walking. Tell me more about that. And they walk out the front door, you freak. I'm not in the mood for that.
I feel like you're impassioned about this.
I don't know. Some people on their parenting advice.
Some people riding on that high horse.
Mm-hmm. Look, do what you want.
Do you remember all the parenting advice we got before Charlie?
We clearly do.
Because I don't.
Exactly. We had like barely started dipping our toes into like online, like Googling stuff.
Right.
And then so I just put together my own, like the baby book would say one thing. I'd go Google something else and be like, I like that. I'll go with that. So it was a more DIY version.
Speaking of baby book, we didn't do a baby book for either kid.
Somebody actually made me a complete scrapbook for Charlie with everything ready. All I have to do.
Write in and put the picture in.
Mm-hmm. Just put the pictures in. Haven't done it. I have actual physical pictures of Charlie. We do not have any of Harlan.
Well, that's what you use Facebook for. And now
print.
We can make chat books.
Yes. We've not done a chat book in forever.
You owe me a chat book.
I do owe you a birthday chat book. I owe a whole year. We've not done a 2020 chat book, which that's going to be a...
Us on the couch.
Here we are again. Here we are again at the house. One more time.
Ordered some food. Here's Harlan and the Pizza Man.
A whole chapter of Harlan and the Pizza Man. Yeah. I got to do a 2020, but... Yeah, I mean, if you want to not let your baby sleep in the crib, go for it. But don't get on TikTok and tell other people that they need to do that too. That's stupid. If you want to co-sleep, co-sleep. I don't want to co-sleep. I do not want Harlan in my bed right now. But
he's so big.
He's huge. He is huge. And if a foot comes to your face, you're going to be sore in the morning. It hurts. He's a monster, man.
I'm drinking some Rounds Creek bourbon. David got me
this. Rowan. I think Rowan's a pretty name for a girl.
Rowan. Roanoke. Roanoke Jones.
Okay, no, I'm saying round, but I'm pronouncing it differently.
Then you're not saying round. You're saying Rowan.
Rowan.
R-O-W-I-N-G. Rowan.
R-O-W-I-N-G. That is rowing.
Not where we're from.
Okay. All right.
But I got this as a gift from David McKinney. David wants to do a live show with us.
Okay.
He said he wanted to drink 6 or 7 beers before he did it.
Mm-mm. I've seen David after 6 or 7.
He's funny.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. We've got several lives lined up that we need to do, but we've not followed through on. Life's hard. Our kids playing volleyball. We got games.
Got swim.
We're trying to work out and go to the gym.
So, to all parents that have had to get their kids braces.
Oh, my God.
What in the hell? Why are we all not orthodontists?
Why are they that expensive?
I don't know.
I don't feel like that's...
I feel like I was buying a car.
Exactly what I was getting ready to say. You just nailed it.
I wish you'd been sitting there, though, when they wheeled that screen around. And you're like,
with a screen with a price on it?
Yeah.
I would have audibly gasped.
Like, for her teeth? Just pull them off.
Pull them. She don't need hopes. There's got to be a different way. It's a racket. I don't understand why it costs that much money.
And I'm sure somebody out there can explain it to us. Maybe we need to talk. We need to interview an orthodontist.
I don't get it. I do not get
it. But I met one of the orthodontists.
Were they nice?
Super nice.
Well, of course. I mean, they're well paid. What do they have to worry about?
Spent about 3 minutes. Looked at the x-rays, opened Charlie's mouth, spat it off, crossbite, overbite.
What's a crossbite?
Don't know.
Is it that?
I don't know. Started yelling out numbers, blah, blah, blah.
The L7.
And then said, okay, you know, we'll do top and bottom. And, you know, we'll pull this one tooth and another tooth.
Okay, so
down.
Some people don't get top and bottom braces. Like, Micah said
Charlie was under the impression that she was not getting bottom braces. But
okay. Yeah, because, like, Hattie only has top braces. Hattie only had top braces. But, yeah, we're going to get both. Bless you. I just... 28 months or something like that? 26 months?
Well, the treatment's for 28 months if Charlie takes care of her teeth.
Shit.
So they'll be on there until she's 25.
Never mind.
But thankfully, well, I knew this was coming. So we had some, like, flexible spending money that, you know, was there and now it's not. So... We'll see how, like, that goes.
That's like 5 vacations to Disney. Maybe.
It's like 1 vacation to Disney.
No,
it's
no,
like 5
not
for
Disney.
One person.
Universal. Yeah, for one. Universal.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So, and then I thought.
We could take a vacation or a couple times or get our kid braces.
We got some vacations lined up.
We got some events.
Taking Abigail out for her 40th birthday.
Woo woo! I've got to lose weight.
Going
to get hot
for Asheville, where it's like hiking and hipster type stuff.
Goats.
Goats. Oh yes. So went the Airbnb route and potentially have 10 people going.
By the way, this is my surprise. I'm surprised.
I ruined the surprise the day I booked it.
100%.
Just because I wanted. To make sure you're okay with it.
So you come to the couch and you're like, we need to talk. I immediately start crying. That's my instinct. That is a horrible reaction. But the minute he said that, I was like, and so he's like kind of like hem-hawing around. I'm like, just say it. What are you trying to say? Crying my eyes out. And he was like, I just wanted to plan your birthday.
I had a couple things in mind. But... getting the crew together and going out in the wilderness.
Wait, were there other options?
I had some other ideas.
Can this thing still happen?
Yes.
We have a whole month of my birthday. I'm 40. We could start now. 40 days of Abby.
Is it 40 days to her birthday?
No, I don't know.
So there's 28 days in March.
Have we already missed 40 days to my birthday?
Then so
start right now.
Yeah, there's maybe right at 40.
We could do like 20 before and 20 after.
I don't know.
Kind of like Lent, but not.
Advent.
Lent. 40 days, isn't that what Lent is?
Yeah. What are we giving up?
Nothing.
Talking about your birthday.
No.
Let's make it all organic. We're going
to
do,
you don't have to give things up. You can pull, you can like pour into something. So me, you can just give all kinds of gifts and.
Update for the week.
What?
I feel like I got my 2% better this week.
You did well this week.
After Abby just hoses me.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true
either.
She
didn't have to say, she didn't have to nag me this week.
I don't.
I cut the nagging off at the source. I just did it.
Imagine that. We can only get the other humans in this house to pick up. I just want somebody else to clean a toilet other than me. That's my next step. I'm trying to teach Charlie.
You're so good at it, though.
Am I? Am I really? You're just so good at peeing on my floor.
I have a strong stream. It's not
a thing. Oh.
I know, like, I've been waking up in the middle of the night.
And, I guess and peeing in the floor?
I'm going to pee on the bed tonight. You're getting R. Kelly'd up.
Yeah. Ew, you sleep in that bed too. That is totally.
Sometimes.
Most, I just wash the sheets. Don't do that. I wash all the bed clothing. Bed clothes.
The linens.
The linens.
Fresh linens, m'lady.
We should probably get new bedding. We've had that since a long time.
I mean, does it go bad?
It doesn't go bad. It's just.
Does third count get bare?
I love thin, cheap ass sheets. I love them. I don't know why. I just love really thin sheets.
I don't know that I have a preference in sheets.
Like, I get, like, the hotel sheets that are, like, really crisp and thick. I want, like, cheap, thin sheets. They're
heavily starched.
Yeah. Don't want it. Don't want any part of that. I want some, I don't know. I think, like, at my grandparents, I just remember having, like, really thin sheets. And it's a tactile memory thing.
Well, I won't pee on you then.
Thanks, babe.
You ask for it.
Won't. Can guarantee you that's not going to happen.
Off the rails.
Not happening.
Abigail has been doing Weight Watchers this year. And she's been super diligent about it.
Not right now.
What do you mean not right now? You just got a notification you had 24 extra points.
Yeah, but I didn't put in my dinner. And that was... What's 9 plus 4? 13 points, plus I had a couple breadsticks. That's
breadsticks from where?
There were breadsticks in the fridge.
Oh, from leftover.
Yeah, we got the other way. There were pork chops up there from the other night when we made pork chops that you were supposed to eat.
I'll eat them tomorrow.
Okay, good, because I don't want to waste food.
What? Yeah, so Abby thinks we're big food wasters. And Well, not little Johnny over here who will eat anything.
Little Johnny, it's Mikey, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Not random boy name that I can't remember. Not him.
Little.
I am a female.
Little Thaddeus.
What?
Anyway.
You're trying to say I'm fat?
Is that a fat name?
I don't know. It rhymes with fat. All right, keep going.
No, it doesn't. It's a D and a T sound.
It's called a near rhyme?
Fat.
Look it up.
A near rhyme.
It's a thing. I'm literally an English teacher, dude.
Well, let's... I'll try to pee near the toilet then.
I hate you. What were you going to say?
Anyway.
Oh, food waste.
Yeah. Which I've been cooking most every meal of my own. So there's not a lot of waste. I did get a salad from Malini's. They forgot my dressing.
Ordered a whole thing from Malini's. A whole meal for everybody. Or, I mean, we ordered food from Malini's.
Yes.
I am the only one that finished my meal. Charlie got pissed off at you, went to her room. I'm going to eat these noodles later.
Well, no. The noodles came from Sunday when she went swimming. She didn't eat noodles.
Okay, hang on. Okay, yes.
Fettuccine.
Yeah. First, she swore she wanted noodles. She wanted, what's it called? Hibachi. But she wanted the noodles.
But I've told, like, six times, those are not the same noodles.
And I said, okay, I'm not going to eat my rice. I'm just going to eat my vegetables and chicken. You can have my rice. Well, she was like, are you done with your rice yet? I'm like, eat your noodles. Well, Hobag,
I'm still saving for later.
I'm going to save them for later.
That's cue for I don't like it.
Yeah. So I'm going to save these for later. Okay. Ate all my rice. Gone. Like, immediately. Like, and that's a hefty little bowl of rice that serving they give. Then Tuesday, her game got canceled. Mm-hmm. So our whole dinner plan.
Yeah.
We were going to do pork chops that night because nobody was going to be home. And her game was canceled. So we totally had screwed up the weekly meal plan. Not totally. So Gary's like, let's just order Mulaney's and move everything back. Okay, great. Harlan's asleep. So he wakes up. Gary had ordered him a pizza. Doesn't want it. Or it's not pizza. It's like cheese bread or something.
Yeah, it's just cheese bread.
He doesn't eat it. Charlie does not eat her fettuccine Alfredo. It's too rich. Then she got mad at Gary for some reason because he was fussing at her. And then Gary got pissed because he didn't have the right dressing. And I'm like sitting at the table just happily eating my salmon salad. Like, it is nobody's business.
To Abby's compliment, credit, she brings me a bottle of dressing. Open it up. And listen, we've talked about expiration dates on this program. This expired back in November, and I just wasn't feeling it.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's been in the fridge.
Whatever.
What chemical are you afraid went bad? There are chemicals in that dressing.
Listen,
it's not like you're eating
putting,
like...
I want to put good things inside this temple.
Stops for a monster. Dips.
Why you gotta be like that?
I'm just saying, stop being fake.
So... But I ate some of it.
And then you trashed it, and I was like, oh, my God. Then, oh, the big food waste moment. We're supposed to have tacos, and I do a chicken taco where all I do is throw the chicken in, and it shreds. I put it in at 7:30 into the crock pot. I do frozen chicken. Don't at me. I don't care. Pinterest says I can.
Who doesn't do frozen chicken?
People apparently don't. People thaw it first. I don't know who has their life together to remember to thaw things. Not I. So the reason I like this is because I can put frozen chicken in it. And so I'll put seasoning on it or I don't. It just depends because sometimes I use part of it for something else.
All right, here's what I think happened. Here's what I know happened.
I'll give your version, then I'm going to give my version.
I don't know what time it was. Oh, it was Thursday. I took Harlan to...
It was about 10:30, I guarantee you.
Harlan to his therapy session.
So it had cooked for about 3 hours on high.
Right. I was going to start shredding it.
It wasn't ready to shred.
It was shredding with my fork.
I found 7 whole pieces of chicken in there when I came home.
It started to shred. And then the babysitter came and I got sidetracked and left the lid off of it.
Yes.
Sue me.
So I get home at 3:30 and even though it was on high, it just wasn't like hot. But it was white. There was no juice because that shit had evaporated. And... I don't know if it's okay.
So Abby puts it out to Facebook. Can I still eat this?
Yeah, like
why
I don't
wanna... Any normal person that had to quit question it would just throw it away.
What do you mean? I just want to, like, did it get hot enough? How do I know it got hot enough? Like, it had been cooking on high, but the lid was off. I don't think did the heat get up high enough? So I put the lid back on and cooked it for a couple more hours. Mother Teresa says it's fine.
Have you eaten it?
Not yet.
Don't get on me about pork chops still in there when you made chicken and you didn't have it.
Because you ruined it.
Then you should just throw it away. Don't be some, you know, martyr for the cause.
It's a totally different situation.
Just throw it away. I'll throw it away tomorrow.
God, but I was going to make chicken salad. I've got chicken in there I can make it with. But I hate throwing food away. It kills me to waste food. I came down here.
It bothers me nary a bit.
I can't. Like, that bothers me. Like, I feel like... Oh.
That's a first world thing. Like,
no, I don't think it is. I think that's
throwing food away. That's, for sure.
Wait, what?
Like a first world problem.
I'm saying don't do it because we should be taking the opportunity to eat everything we prepare, and you're just like, look it.
How am I?
I think that's you in general, though. I think that's the difference between us in so many things is I'm like, collect all the things. And you're like, don't eat it. Nope. So Marie Kondo does say that, like, if you are holding Like,
does it bring you joy?
No, don't stop that. You didn't read the book.
That's the basic principle. You lay your shit out. If you like it,
it's not the basic.
There's
so much more to it. Read the book.
It's in Japanese. Isn't she Japanese?
It is not in Japanese.
French.
What is wrong with you?
Where's she from?
I don't know. I don't know. She is Asian. I do not know. I do not.
See, I knew it was.
I don't know. I don't know. You just listed off different countries. So if you're hanging on to things, like if you do this thing of like collecting, it's one of two things. Either you're struggling with like letting go of things in the past, or it's this anticipation of unknown events in the future. And like you want to have things just in case. So I do think I tend to be, I do have like, let's hang on to that because I'm getting a lot better about that, about like getting rid of things like baby clothes and stuff like that. I'm like, take it away. But I do feel like preparation for the future is one of my, not just with like things, but like even food or money.
Hey, according to the internet, you got to stock up on food, fill your gas tanks up. Martial law's coming.
2 weeks. Any day now. It's happening tomorrow. But then tomorrow's going to come. It's going to happen
like
the next day.
I've had multiple people post that stuff or share it, and it, whether it be, you know, them condescending towards it or supporting it, like.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
but what's
granted,
your source? What's your source? That's all I want to know. Who told you?
So there's this one.
I think it's the same one I saw.
The Pastor Wade?
Shit, I think it's the one my nanny saw.
Oh. Well, so this is a well-spoken dude who claims he has contacts.
That's
and all
that's
this.
The one.
And so I get that. And I'm texting back and forth with the sender. Like, man, this dude's crazy. So I scroll through his feed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Wade.
Mm-hmm.
He got a lot of churchy stuff. He sings hymns, you know, good.
Churchy stuff and
man of God. Not judging him on that.
Whisper to me who the sender is. With your eyes.
It was Bobby.
Oh.
Bobby said,
I said, wit, like, I said, I meant not to say it out loud.
Oh, he doesn't, I mean, oh, okay. He's not, he thought it was crazy too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm going to take a deep dive on this guy's profile.
Beautiful. I support.
So I get to like early December and he's preaching the same thing. Like it's getting ready to happen.
Exactly.
And I'm like,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Got contacts way up there that have told me, you know, rolling roadblocks, you know, get gas, you know, get you 2 weeks worth of food.
That get gas thing gets me every time. I never have gas. I'm always screwed.
Didn't say get toilet paper at all, though.
Wow. Well, then it's
but
not real.
So I listened to this guy talk about, like, conspiracy theories and why people attach to him so well. Why
did
people,
I send you that?
No.
I think I did. It was on Instagram.
It was on Instagram.
I did send you that.
You did send me that.
Yes.
Maybe.
Keep
I don't
going.
Know.
Talk about it. I loved it. So,
yeah. But like they get to be good.
Mm-hmm. It's a simplified story.
Yeah. And how.
Our minds are made for stories. Oh, I read a book about that.
Yeah. So like I get it. People want it. Like they already have this notion of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They get to play a role in it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with social media. Like, if it's 1992, we'd be hearing about this months later, like, after the fact. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, there was no 24-hour news cycle when we were kids. There was no internet. There was no social media. It was TV, radio, and, like, you basically had, we talked about this the other day, 6 o'clock a.m. news. So, you got whatever happened overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Noon.
Mm-hmm.
Then the 6 o'clock news. This is for local. And then at 6:30 or 7 or whatever, you got national news. And then starting in like, what was it, 1990, 1980, CNN.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast and they were like, well, CNN, like they felt like the onset of like shows like CNN is where things kind of start going, exploding.
But yeah. Even in the early days, it was just the new, like this is what's happening.
So I want to do a unit on like why people believe what they believe and pull in things like conspiracy theories, but not do it from like, I don't want to study conspiracy theories. I want to know wherein does that like, because there are people who believe it with their whole heart.
Listen, I want to talk to a flat earther.
You do?
Yeah, I just want to know, like, do you seriously believe this?
For me, I think also it's the going off what that guy had said on the Instagram thing. Donald Miller, am I right?
Yeah.
By the way,
he was a professor.
Don't know who he is. I think he wrote a book. So if he's like some wackadoo, like just
but
like
it,
I don't.
But it made it, sense. It yeah.
So he said like it also gives people like an opportunity to save the day. Like I'm warning you. I'm telling you, I'm figuring this stuff out for you, and yeah. I'm alerting to you. And I think there is that need of like, so not only am I telling a story, but I can become a hero in this story.
Yeah.
And that's Joseph Campbell, like a hero, like we all want our own hero's journey. And so people have this opportunity. So I'm gathering up this info to help you and to save you from your own ignorance or whatever it is.
In the process, refusing to acknowledge any truth or facts involved, like
right, because that
what's
just,
that called? Something deniability,
huh?
Like when you ignore.
I don't know the word you're looking for.
I don't know.
Where was I? I don't know what I was gonna say, but
hero story.
Yeah, but it's very fascinating to me. So I would love to just start there as a conversation, because every ounce of me wants to like jump into school and be like. Blah, social justice. Like, let's learn. Let's talk. I want to throw like how to be an anti-racist at them and stamped and all this stuff. And I got to slow my roll because like they're where my brain is like ready to learn that stuff. I have to remember there are people's brains who are 100% not ready to
teach
learn
that leftist garbage.
I know. what leftist Democrat BS.
Now, it should be noted, Abby and I are firmly opposite on political views.
Not firmly opposite.
We are. I am a middle right.
I think I'm middle left.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more left.
I want to work to the left.
And you have moved.
Yeah, I'm more of like a I had this conversation.
Somebody realized he was a white man and needed to jump in the white man club. I'm kidding. I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
So we had this conversation about like a libertarian stance and how like Facebook and Twitter, it was about Donald Trump getting banned from Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and all that. And how, you know, that censorship.
We said we had this. We did?
No. Oh. I had this conversation. Okay. And I was like, listen, it's a public company. They do whatever they want. You know, or it's a private company. They're not government funded. They're not they do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. So if you were cheering for the couple that denied making the gay wedding cake or whatever, you're on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do what they want to do. And they were like, well, you know, they have this responsibility, blah, blah, blah. I said, no, they don't.
Ooh.
They don't. Their responsibility is to make money. And so they've hopped on to the where they think they're going to make the most money.
Maybe. I don't know. Or it's their right to.
But I feel like we had Jack Dorsey sitting right here in this chair, the creator of Twitter. And we talked about bans and that, this and that. Like, you may walk away like, you know what? Shit, he made some good points. You know, but it gets blown up so much.
I don't think people take time. People just don't take time to like research and learn things. And it's hard. It's time consuming and it's hard. And our brains are not wired for that.
That's why we have Wikipedia.
WikiLeaks. I don't know. But I need to simplify, I think, what I want to share. And somebody said something like, I was listening to this Brene Brown, her newest podcast, and it is freaking amazing. And somebody was like, you really like her. And I thought, like, oh God, what does that mean? Like, I immediately like turned into like, what are they?
Because she don't know shit.
Well, so
did they not like her?
No. It's not that. She just said she didn't know her.
Yeah.
So she was like, you really like her. Like, you talk about her a lot. I'm like, so then I'm thinking like, why do I like? What is my, I guess, attraction to what she says? And it's because it's really simple. It goes back to, like, she says very basic fundamental things that come back to one concept. And you can take that one concept and be like, I love that. I like going down to, like, a root of a problem and being like, hey, if we can solve this, then X, Y, and Z are going to be affected.
Yeah.
So, like, so much of this conversation and what we're doing comes back to shame. And it comes, like, as bad as you wanted to shame, and I'm stealing straight from Brene Brown, shame the shit out of every person who was just doing all the horrible things or posting about in support of the riot, of the insurrection, as bad as you want to do that, and call them every name in the book, you can't do that. That, it doesn't work. It doesn't change anything. Shame changes nothing in people's lives.
I can't call them infidels.
No. So you can't, like, it doesn't work. Shut up. You, like, shaming in families doesn't work. Shaming your family members to change doesn't work. Shaming other people in the nation does not work. And that's where we are. And we're super, super broken right now because everybody's so passionate and they want people to change. So it is just, I think she calls it emotional unloading at best. When you just want to just get angry and call them names and yell and scream, whichever side you're on, you're wrong. Like, yeah. Don't do that. That's not working. But you do have to come, like, but if I say something and I say, we're not going to do that here, we're not doing that here, and then you feel shame, that's you. That's on you. Like, that's your feelings. That's not me shaming you. But if I say, hey, stop, you can't say that around me, and I set up that boundary, and then you feel like an asshole or bad or shame, then you need to do some looking into you there. So I love this concept of, like, paring down to one thing, one emotion, one problem, I guess, and then saying, how can I solve that? And from there, so working there. And so making sure that my language on social media is not shaming, what I share is not shaming, but instead more understanding. And there has to, like, this concept of unity is wonderful and great. And people are, like, all of a sudden shouting, not all of a sudden, but wanting to shout unity. But that's not, like, there has to be some accountability first for people. And
I think, I forget who said this, but there's a lot of, like, we've went from what's good and bad to what's better and worse.
Maybe.
Like, in your decision making, you know, you hopefully instilled at an early age what's good, the difference between good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
But then you were at the edge where we're justifying, well, it might be bad, but it's better than,
mm-hmm.
you know, it might be good, but that's worse. It's
I'm not as bad as, or I'm not, you know, at least I'm better than, and that's tricky, slippery thinking in some ways, in a lot of ways. I don't know.
We've got to give a shout out to Matt Chandler.
Oh my gosh.
Matt.
I wasn't even there. I wasn't even ready to switch to that, but okay, let's go.
Oh.
Because, so, speaking of shame, oh my God.
Tell us the story of the Hershey Kisses.
Okay, so I'm doing Weight Watchers. I'm also doing intermittent fasting. I am not hitting my points
every
day.
Have you got an app? Have you downloaded the app? Like a fasting app?
No, I know how to tell time. I don't need the fasting app. What does it do other than tell time? Can you not count?
So it asks me about twice a day, log how you're feeling.
Oh, hell no.
So, like, yeah. So
angry?
Like
it, hungry?
It just tracks
and
shows me.
Actually, I'm really good at fasting.
What? Like, and I'm, as soon as I put food in my mouth, I don't know what it is. I'm like a dog. I just click it. To end my
so
fast.
There's good and bad to that, and I've talked to you a little bit about, like, women
16 straight days fasting,
women and fasting, like, of the 72 studies that have been done on intermittent
I
fasting.
I'm talking about me fasting. Women are a different breed.
What is wrong with you? Would you hush? So you asked me if I had the app, and I'm telling you why I don't have the app. Number one, I can tell time and count on my fingers. I do have to sometimes count on my fingers to tell. 16 hours. I'm doing 16. So of the 72 studies done on fasting, only maybe a dozen of them have even included women in their study. So
do your own study.
Right. I do like it. I am not going to be, like, I am trying to be healthier. I am trying to choose, I'm going to sound so freaking corny here. Like, I'm trying to put as much nutrition in, like, I'm eating raw broccoli every single day. A, I like it. B, it has a ton of other things to it. Like, I'm trying to think about food differently because I have a really effed up relationship with food. Big time. So I'm trying not to be too strict with, oh, it's 5 minutes outside my fasting window. I don't think that matters. Truly right. Do not think it's a game changer for me.
Right.
Like, it is.
But
if you need that structure because mentally that's where you are.
Right.
I support you.
Right. I listened to a lady talk about, she said, if intermittent fasting helps you in your journey.
Go for it.
Yes. And that's where I'm at. Like, it mentally helps me. It's all about calories in, calories out. Move a little bit more, eat a little bit less.
What's that doctor on
Gary's
Instagram?
Gary's pro tip.
Yeah.
Yes, he's awesome.
He's like, what's your blood type? How do you diet with your blood type? Calorie deficiency. Yeah. How do you blood type A? Calorie deficiency.
Yeah.
Like,
he's the funniest doctor I've ever
seen. I love him. I love his stuff. But
hold on, I'll tell you.
He's not a giant fan of keto, but he said if that's what you need.
He makes fun of keto.
He does, but he did have a good post about it. Like, if that's what you need, that's fine. But anyway, so that's why I don't have like the intermittent fasting app. But you, Gary, I know are a beast of structure, and you've always said that that's what you need. So fasting gives you that framework to work.
Dr. Spencer Nadolski.
Yes, he's great. He also supports the eating of carbs. Like, even with carbs, like, I shouldn't have eaten the bread. Like, I'm feeling, of the things I've eaten today, it's those breadsticks that I'm like, I should not have eaten that white enriched flour crap. That's what I need to move away from. So
I want to lose weight, but I don't want to put in the effort starter pack. It's apple cider vinegar, fit tea detox.
Now, he does some of those that are real. Some of them are funny.
This is for funny.
Yeah. So
he says, I promise these products won't move the needle.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
We want the magic bullet.
Yes. So, like, moving the needle for me right now is not stepping 5 minutes outside my freaking fasting window. Like, there was a moment during the pandemic where it's midnight and Gary and I are looking at each other like, who's going to go out and get some cheeseburgers? Not going to lie.
Taco Bell.
Who's getting Taco Bell? Like, that's not a lie. So for us, the fact that I have gone to bed and I'm able to go to bed and be in, you know, it'd be a few hours, several hours since I've eaten. If we are going to bed early, I think we're just like, screw it. There's nothing else to do. Let's go to bed. I can't eat.
I'm tired.
Yes, that too. But I'm just saying. Anyway, back on my story. So,
your stories. I need to teach you how to tell a story.
I think I'm a better storyteller than you. I'm not going to lie. You don't listen.
So I have a box. Let me tell you how a box is made before we get to what's in the box.
I have conversations and thoughts. You, whatever.
Listen, ABCs. Accuracy, brevity, clarity. The B is the big part. Brevity.
Thank you, Michael Scott. Shut up. Anyway,
drink this bourbon one. Yeah.
You drink it and you shut it. You can't ask me a question and then expect me to.
I didn't ask you anything.
I was going to the gym. Charlie had a super late practice. And
oh, we've rounded back to the Hershey Kisses. Go.
Yes. So, I had eaten dinner. I ate my rock and roll chicken and I was like, I just need a little.
How many pieces is a serving of rock and roll chicken?
Damn it. 5 to 6, depending how big they are. We got a food scale. And we have been kind of, I will say this, from my previous days of measuring food, I kind of knew what 3 ounces of chicken was. I was pretty proud. And I knew, I've been doubling my rock and roll chicken in Weight Watchers every single time. So I've been kind of accurate on that. So I made my rock and roll chicken, ate it, and I was like, getting ready to take Charlie to practice. I was like, it's only 6 and I'm getting, you know, 6:30, I'll drop her off. I'll just have me a little snacky snack in the car, a little tasty treat, a little Hershey Kiss. Then I thought, well, I don't want to eat Hershey Kisses in front of her and she's going to go to practice. And I don't know. I'm trying not to screw with her food crap either. So
it needs to be screwed with.
So I thought, I'll just wait till I drop her off. And then when she's out of the car, I'll eat my little snacky snack before I go to the gym. Once I get to the gym, work out, then I'm out, you know, by the time I get done, I'll be outside my window, mm-hmm. Whatever, call it a day. Well, because I still have plenty of points left. And a friend told me you actually need to hit your points because I've been going way under, like 10 points under. She's like, no. You need to hit your points. That's how you lose the weight. And I'm like, doesn't sound right. But she was like, yeah. I was like, okay. I'm trying to get closer to my points. So I was like, these Hershey Kisses should do it. And I forgot about them, which is great, right? Because previously I would have been like, I have Hershey Kisses in my pocket and would have only thought about Hershey Kisses right. in my pocket. That is how screwed up my thinking is. Like I think about the food that's around. Like I think, what food's in here? I want to quit being that person. I'm trying really hard. So good news, didn't think about the Hershey Kisses until I got to the gym and I was doing a workout called the Chipper. So I had to do some workout on the treadmill and then go lift, do an up chain, and then come back and get on the treadmill. So I was warming up.
Is that the up dog?
Just like the up dog. What's up, dog?
What's up with you?
So I'm like, what is in my pocket?
Chicken. Were they melted?
No, not yet.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I got to take those out. Thank God. It was Friday night, so not a lot of people were in the gym. So I'm in the women's room. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just need to. So I'm sitting there staring, and I'm like, what does this look like? Because these treadmills don't have like the deep cup holders, so I couldn't hide them. They're just sitting on the treadmill, and I don't want to put them in my pocket because then they'll fly around because I'm having to sprint. It was not a sprint, y'all, at all. My sprint is what people walk at, some people, or jog at. It's their jog. And I didn't know what to do. And so I'm really self-conscious about being the fat girl at the gym, especially like around other, like I'm a big girl. And I try to do weightlifting and exercises that, like, to look like I do and then to do the workouts I do, you wouldn't think I could do those. Like, they don't match me. Like, I should be.
Bring this back around to the Hershey Kisses.
Anyway, so I had Hershey Kisses in my pocket, and I just set them there. And I felt really, like, weird about them sitting on the treadmill. Like, that looks so fat of me. Like, who brings chocolate with them to the gym? Now, granted, I have a family member who works out and he drinks beverages, adult beverages, while he is on his exercise bike. He just keeps him a little something to the side while he exercises. But
you know, like I've listened to Jim Stepani.
Don't know that.
I think he's a doctor too, but maybe just like a PhD doctor. I'm not sure. Okay. I don't want to step on his credentials, but he's ripped.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I think he's a doctor. But anyway, he talks about when the perfect time for those sugars are.
Okay,
and
so
it's right after you lift weights.
Okay, so
he is Dr. Jim Stepani.
I throw them away because I don't know where to put them. I don't want them to melt.
Put them in your mouth!
Don't want to eat them. Part of me is like, maybe I should like leave them around the women's room. It's like little
treats.
I've
seen people with gummy bears. I think that's a big one. Like
I had
Haribo
no, okay.
gummy bears.
So I put this on Facebook just as a, like, this is a legit story of my life. I am doing something super healthy, but I'll be damned if I'm not at the gym with effing Hershey Kisses in my pocket. Like, what fatty does that? However, Matt Chandler opens my eyes to the fact that this is a thing. Get done working out, eat you a very simple sugar. Candy is the best, which apparently I even read like a green apple could also be up there. Like you want a really, I said simple
candy
sugar.
Candy apple on a stick.
Maybe it's a simple carb. Anyway, this is a thing. So people do this. They eat, but I don't know that I do like a 35 minute, I'm going to use the word Metcon. Like I know what I'm talking about. It's
You're
not.
You're so into fitness.
Huh?
You're so into fitness.
I know. But I'm not doing like a 2-hour sweat session. So I don't know if I qualify as a person who should get candy when she finishes. I don't know. But I do lift hard. But it's not like it's like last night was a conditioning cardio lift combo thing. So right. I don't know. I mean, I burned a shit ton of calories for me in 30 minutes. I think burning 600 plus calories in 30, 35 minutes is pretty solid. So,
yeah, I agree. So but, I think one of the things is that for 2021, which is crazy, we're halfway through the first month.
I was like, what?
Check your surprise. Shopping. We're releasing this on July 4th. But like we're halfway through the, like New Year's was yesterday, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
But we've both kind of got on the healthier. And I, here's what I do. This is all mental game for me. Like, and I've always said this when I've fucked around and pretended that I wanted to lose weight. Like
focus on fitness.
There was never a like a click.
Yes, you need a click.
But I have a goal that for this one,
mm-hmm.
and it like it is paramount that I fucking meet this goal.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is, it keeps me up at night.
I don't have that. I need that. I guess.
And it's self inflicted. Like it's something that I want to do that I have spent money on. That. Like, is very important to me.
Guys, Gary's going to run a marathon.
Hell no. But so, and like, when I get to the gym, motivation comes and goes, right? But discipline is what keeps you going.
Damn, Instagram that, bitch.
That's probably where I got it from. But that's the truth. Like, you're not always going to be motivated. But like,
right, which is like the Jocko mentality, just get up out of bed and go.
And that's where I've been at.
And you're doing it.
As much as I fucking hate, like, the other morning I got up.
But once you get there, are you not so much happier?
So, but here's the thing. Like, the other morning I got up, I took my pillow, went to the couch. It's like 15 after 4 a.m. And yes. I was like, should I go back to sleep? And I was like, But in my head, I have, like, with fasting, with the diet, with whatever, they're like, I have to be there at this time. This is what.
So if you didn't make that time, then you missed it.
Yeah.
That's not true.
But for that morning, I was like, I got to go. I got to get it in.
I got up and I was like, oh, God. And I like peek around the corner like, please don't be on the couch. Not because like, no. I'm like, because I really want this to, I want success for you.
Yeah.
Let me say that differently. That is what I thought. But it was in this like, I don't want you to be disappointed in yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I swear.
Where was I at?
You were at the gym. Yes. In a supportive way, like he did it. Like he got up and did it when he could have very well. Because I thought I saw you take a pillow. Like I thought I saw you go to the couch.
Like I had all intentions of just, but like this morning, my plan was to get up and like I had this deadline. Like
I'm with you on that.
But me and Harlan sitting there chilling and he went back to sleep at what, like 9?
Yeah. And I actually got to go today.
Yeah, so Abby went. So, but like I hit, like my goal is 5 days a week. So I did 4 days this week.
That's awesome. My goal was to finish this week of this Jill Fit workout that I bought in August. I bought it in August, but it was when I bought it, it said that you could modify for home. Well, once I got it, I was like, oh, I can't modify for this home because you need dumbbells. You know what you can't find during a pandemic? Dumbbells.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need heavy ones. And and so I started it and I would go to the gym and I'd get really uncomfortable.
Awesome.
And then there's a sign that says you can't do that. I'm wearing my mask, and
I bring my mask in.
Do you wear it
when I am on the walking track? I don't. There's nobody around me. There's nobody within 6 feet, 20 feet, whatever.
When
I lift, I do because, and it's not like there's a lot of people there anyway. But I felt like when I first started going back early in the morning, in my head I thought, well, these people are only coming because there's no staff here to tell them to put their mask on. Because I came in with a mask on, like, walked through the door, grabbed my bottle. And I was like, nobody's doing that. So then I went when it was staffed on, like, a weekend. And nobody's wearing their mask. So I don't, and I'm not trying to out anybody. Like, if that's, whatever. But.
I'm wearing mine.
I don't know that you have to.
You do. Like, there's doing the right thing. And doing the thing you're told.
Right.
Just do the right thing. I'm going to do the right thing.
And Abby bought me a couple new masks that fit me.
They do fit
just
you.
Just right.
But in my head, I think of one of our friends. She brings her own Lysol wipe.
She does. Listen, and shout out.
Yes.
Stacy.
And she's worked out every morning.
I talk to her every morning. I pull my mask up and stay
I'm
6
like,
feet away.
And I'm going to wear my mask because she wants to work out here.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to wear my mask for even though I'm working out at night and she's in the morning. I'm going to do that because... She is religious about coming to that gym.
So I had a question.
I don't want that place to be shit in.
Who asked me? I can't remember who asked me. But they said, you go down to the athletic club? I said, yes. I've been going there off and on for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Like, legit, from the days of Jim to now Chip. Like, yeah. That's my home when it comes to whatever accomplishments I've made in my fitness. That's where it's happened at.
Mm-hmm.
They said, do they keep it clean? And I was like, no. Like, it is a self-serving, that's probably not the right way to say it. It's on you to keep it clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's staffed 8, 10, maybe 12 hours a day. I don't think that much. But for a good portion, it's not. So it's on you to clean up your own shit. And listen, first of all, I hate the way the towels feel. So what do? I spray my hands with the cleaner just so I can touch the towel and spray. Like, I leave it in a pool. It's wet. Like, so.
Which you should do, because if you really read on the back of, like, any disinfectant, we got our Lysol here, for it to, like, accurately work, it needs to sit for a while. Like, and I didn't know that until...
I'm going to be completely honest.
2 minutes to disinfect.
To everybody out there, I just want to speak my truth.
Oh, God.
I don't care about COVID. I am scared to death of getting MRSA, because I've seen what that's done to people firsthand. I do not want that.
MRSA?
Hell no.
Mm.
Like, I remember taking a guy to the hospital and worked at the jail, and
they
thought they were going to have to amputate his arm.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, I was supposed to, there's one of my workouts includes burpees, and super not okay with that.
I got to sweat. Okay. I feel like we got so much to talk about.
We have so many topics.
All right. So, Abby wanted to talk about weird shit she could buy if she could, and it has to do with supplements and vitamins. Before she gets into that.
I just want to have supplement money. I just want to be rich enough to not sit here and try to do, like, bargain supplements. I want to go to Onnit and buy whatever I want. I want to go and get that monthly supply.
Tell me about Joe Rogan.
And just get all kinds of supplements.
So before she gets into
daily greens.
Oh. I'm at the gym like a week ago. And this is a day after Charlie has sucked the life out of me, because she makes these Carnation Instant Breakfast shakes. She uses my shaker cups. And then she lets them sit in her room for a few days.
And she doesn't shake them up all the way, so there's
so
like...
So it's just corroded in the bottom. And they, if anybody has ever done a protein shake or anything like that and left it in their car or whatever...
Mm.
Listen, the smell, well, it kills
Gary
me.
Gary's gag reflex is genetic in my children.
Yes. So, she's cleaning her room. She brings two of them out. And she sits them on the counter. And I see them. Like, I know they're not clean. I said, Charlie, come here. And she knows right. She's like, no, Daddy. I was like, come here. And she's like, no, don't do it. I was like, come here. So I made her get within like 2 feet of me. I cracked it open, just held it up to her nose. I was like, that's why I tell you.
And that smell doesn't come out of like plastic.
Or two or three. Like, I do, and I've cleaned them, whatever. I clean these, but I told her.
I can't believe you didn't
make,
you should have made her wash it. Why did you not do that?
I felt like making her smell it was way worse.
Make her wash the cup. That's an action comparable to the behavior.
Okay, so anyway. I'm at the gym the next day. I'm like, I need some new shaker cups. Just like Lord Zuckerberg heard my calling. I'm on Facebook at the gym, scrolling through.
You get on Facebook at the gym?
When I'm walking, yeah.
Mm. I got to move my arms. So listen to my tunes.
First thing, free shaker cup, or free samples and shaker cup. All you pay is shipping and handling. Bet. Click, buy $9.99.
While you're at the gym?
Hell yeah. So, get home. Taking my morning poop. Another brand. Free samples with shaker cup. Bam.
How much was that one?
$9.99.
Okay, these are not free.
I just paid shipping and handling.
You paid a $10. I could have bought you all kinds of shaker cups at Walmart.
Could you get me the free samples? Or could you get me a sample of their product?
You're going to take every one of those samples every day.
Right. So anyway.
Except that one. That one looks shifty.
Abby says to me, she sends me this Shark Tank thing, and it's this protein powder that's like super dissolvable.
It comes instead of a powder. It's a powder inside of a little capsule.
It looks
capsule.
Like a Tide Pod. It's yeah. It is a pod of protein. Anyway.
Pod of protein.
Chilling one day. Chilling late. This is all on the same day. All right. This is the same day. Free shaker cup. Also, you get to spin a wheel, which I was all about. What did I get, Abby? What did I get with it?
A free t-shirt.
T-shirt, shaker cup, and three protein samples, $9.99. All right, follow me. I'm at $30 now. I thought that was enough.
I think we're good on a shaker.
Another one was like you get the pre-workout, you get the...
Oh, my God. So that's $40. You told me $30.
One was for you, $30 for me.
What was for me?
The protein that you wanted to try that you sent me.
I just showed you. Babe, just because I show you something doesn't mean I'm going to start showing you pictures of cars, houses. I show you houses for the past 10 years. You've not bought me one of those impulsively.
So anyway, they've all come in now. And I got so much extra stuff. I got a towel. I got four shaker cups.
That we have no room for.
I have. So I tried one of the pre-workouts. Thursday morning.
A little much? A little too much?
Listen, I'm a STEM junkie, but I'm like, I've been easing myself back into it.
Some of that stuff just scares the hell out of me.
Well, listen.
I'm listening.
This one probably had, I feel like it had 4 milligrams of beta alanine in it. Like,
I don't, you're going to have to give me a comparison.
It's what makes your skin crawl. It gives you that.
I hate that feeling.
Oh, I love it. But this was a little excessive. Like, 2.5 to 3 is a sweet spot where, like, you get the tingle.
Remember tanning bed lotion that would make me tingle? And then, like, one time...
Why are you trying to change the subject?
It's not... It's literally on the same... It's skin crawl. Okay, anyway. Your beta alanine.
Alanine.
Same thing.
So...
Jason Aldean.
I didn't like that. That was... Also, I got one that has a deer head on it. Abby kind of made fun of it. It's called Bucked Up. If they want to sponsor the podcast, I'd be all about it. I haven't tried
that. It's just not.
I got one with a Viking head. I got one that.
This stuff matters 0% to me. Just go work out. Just simplify it. Just go get you.
There's, like I said, it is. I probably don't need pre workout, but it's such a part of the routine of waking up.
Waking up, making our kitchen counter look like you just did a line of Coke on it.
Maybe
I did.
And then
making a mess.
Maybe I did. Straight Colombian. snow powder.
And then you just sprinkle it around the kitchen, and then you use a water bottle, even though I've bought this new Brita filter for you to use that water.
To be fair, the last 3 times, other than tonight when I poured in the coffee maker.
Why are you pouring the Brita in the coffee maker?
I want good water in my coffee.
It gets hot, it doesn't matter.
Listen.
You put grape water in there one time.
Why y'all bring up bullshit?
I was like, why does my coffee taste like dish soap?
It took forever to get that
moment. I had to do so many. Everything tasted like grape, and I thought it was like, it smelled like dish soap. It was awful. All
right, real quick. We're going to keep talking because we're on one tonight. But if an hour is the max where you get like, you're like, this all I can take.
Isn't it even an hour?
Yes.
No way.
Share it. Leave us a comment. Shout out to Matt Chandler.
Yeah.
Abby Chandler.
Yes.
She commented about it. Ben Miller. I don't know if Ben's a new listener. He thinks he's slick about class.
Our friend Whitney listens.
Whitney Lee.
She listens while she does her walk.
I love her.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got this far, share it. Or just, you don't even have to share it. Just leave us a comment. Leave us a review on iTunes. We got a Facebook page where we go live on occasion. I'm still working on the logistics of. You don't know how many people have said, I just want to see Abby. They don't know that I'm the face
of
the show.
This is untrue.
You get to watch Abby drink a little bourbon while we're doing this?
Not always.
The last 2 times you drank bourbon. Abby's sharing in the Rounds Creek. So we're going to keep going, but I just want to say I love each and every one of you. It's funny because I see how many people, it shows me how many people or how many listens a week, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't even know where to find that information.
Oh, God. So, and then I see the listens for the most recent episode.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. They don't match. So I know a lot of you are listening to multiple episodes, or maybe you found however you got to it. I just want to say I appreciate you.
Thank you. Whether you
love us or you hate us or you're just interested
Please share in our dysfunction.
In what Harlan's doing or what Charlie's doing or what we're doing. But
we're just recording our words.
So anyway, all this to say about the shaker cups that Abby is going a different route with what if she had this frivolous money, what she would do with her supplementation. Is there a thing like we got a credit from Amazon because you bought vitamin C?
Did you
can't go to Kroger and get vitamin
C? No. I was going to, but I'd already put the Walmart and the Kroger order in. And I was like, screw it. I'll get it here in two days with Amazon.
0.0.
I don't want to go in the store.
2 miles from 0% Kroger.
I want to take time to read things. So I wanted to read. That's the thing is, I would rather go to like a GNC.
We need to have a GNC here.
We don't.
We need to start one.
They're all out.
Herbalife.
We
need to start our own.
That's the thing. No,
Gary and Abby's health
and I know
shop.
People are going to like come at me with like Plexus and Thrive and all that, and I get that.
Man, fuck all that.
Oh my God.
I don't want to be loud, but listen.
That's a lot. Calm down. Hang on a minute.
Two things. I just want to say about this.
That was too much.
Listen, I know a lot of people have made a lot of money off those. Good for you.
I appreciate it. A lot of people do have health benefits. I would like to get the Plexus. I'm not even going to go there.
And yeah. But anyway, if it was so great, where could you buy it at, Abby?
I don't think that's true.
Walmart.
That's probably.
Bet.
Listen,
my favorite.
Those capitalists are like blocking you from getting.
I just
want to
do some network marketing. I'm going to get you in on the ground floor. Listen.
Boss Babe.
My favorite supplement company started from the ground up. And now they sell it in Walmart.
What is it?
Redcom One.
Remember? Never mind.
What?
Why was I going to go there? Remember Hydroxycut? I thought you were going to say Hydroxycut.
No.
All right. Sorry.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Listen, if
that's
been so your
aggressive. People can do what they want, man.
Yeah, I'm very much aware of that. But right, listen, but if you're going
to
do it, I'm going to be like, hey.
Don't. Calm down. Anyway.
Let me know how 401k is working.
Anyway, maybe it's good for people. Quit being an asshole. Stop.
As long as you get the benefits from it, I don't care what you take.
Okay. So I would, like I realize, I've been reading, like with a lot of vitamins, there are fillers, and I didn't realize this, that like.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a bunch of.
Yeah.
And so you're probably
not
going to
get. Bunch of nothing.
Breakdown. It's not coming into you in like best form. So I would like to know more about that, like how to get things in there.
The supplement industry in general is so, one of my favorite documentaries ever, Bigger, Stronger, Faster.
Yeah.
I made you watch it. Mm-hmm.
I watched it willingly. Don't act like
right, but I suggested it.
Unlike shows that I suggest, but keep going.
Chris Bell, to show how messed up the supplement company, the industry is, mm-hmm. He goes to like the corner, hires some day laborers, and they make supplements in his kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's completely legal, like you know.
Sure, yeah. You just
so you have to be super careful. And supplements are 0% necessary.
Well, when I say supplements,
you're more of a vitamin.
I'm doing like vitamin mineral stuff, like
yeah. Also, should all come from Whole Foods, but we don't.
Okay, I'm trying to get better. Like y'all, I made lentil soup this week,
and it wasn't bad.
It tasted
wasn't bad.
It had this texture. I did the red. There's like three. There's red, green, and brown lentils.
Is that a Jewish thing? I'm not.
What is wrong? No.
I don't know.
No.
I feel like lentils is something.
No. It is a part, like if you do like a Mediterranean diet, like that's, it is a high, it's a, it has protein. It's a fibrous
food.
Is it
a legume? Lagoon? Legume? What is it? It's an M, right? Legume?
No, it's like a bean.
That's what a bean is.
Okay, I don't know. So
I'm gonna look it up.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Anyway, so as bad as I want to do keto, I do realize like I am into like getting the better benefit, like heart healthy benefits.
Lentil is a legume.
Okay. So Yeah, it's a dry. It's like a dry bean.
It's an edible legume. It's an annual plant known for its lens-shaped seeds. It's about, I don't care. As a food crop, the majority of the world's production comes from Canada and India combined.
Okay. So I've been reading about it, just reading like different foods people are eating, and it's like, I'm not anti-red meat. I do know that I probably need to shift a little more into, we eat a lot of red meat here. Like, we eat ground beef.
We haven't ate ground beef this year.
We haven't, because like, I've been doing other things. So
chicken.
Yeah.
Fish.
So
I did have ground beef, or not ground beef. I had red meat when we went to Cattleman's.
Mm-hmm.
Also, nobody answered us when we asked if they take doggy bags home. So.
And we, you know, Malone, you had steak.
Go ahead.
God bless it.
Hey.
So anyway, I am trying to look at more ways of like getting as much just whole foods. Like, I'm doing berries. I have just, so this idea of simplifying things. Like, in the past, Abby would have gone out and bought like all of the fruits and vegetables. But like, I know like you can only eat so many in a week. So I know that one little crate of blackberries will get me through the week.
Banana, num, 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 num.
Also, there might be a banana in this house that I don't know where it is. Because I had a banana in my lunchbox and he took it away. I've not seen that banana.
Is it the one he was packing around the other morning?
Not the one we opened. There's another banana that I took to school and I had it. I do a little after school snack so that I don't come in and eat all the food in the house. And I'm not super duper sure where that banana is. I want to try Charlie's room first, but there's a good chance that it's just sitting under a couch somewhere. So
no, because we cleaned out under all the couches.
Yeah, I don't know.
I tried to get drunk the other night on my live stream to get it out of cleaning.
You did, asshole.
And anyway. I successfully did.
You did.
I woke up, went to the gym after a night of drinking.
But I still had to do the majority of the cleaning.
Take that back.
I did the largest portion of cleaning. You did do floor, like you did help, but I did them, like you did help. What?
That's disrespect right there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
So I've been doing like apples and all that. So the lentils.
Lentils.
I can never say it right. Lentils. Right. Lentils.
But so you've ordered.
So I do know that there are other foods that I just don't know how to cook with. Like garlic is something that I've seen like a lot of health benefits of garlic, and I don't know, not garlic, ginger, that's it. Garlic's another one, but ginger root.
You get ginger in cloves?
Ginger root is a root. Okay. It's a root. Garlic's in cloves. Okay. Yeah. People do like a tea, and like, this is going to sound weird, like, that takes a lot of time, like, to consume all that food, like, to sit down and eat all of that. So, like,
oh yeah,
you know, and the issue in our house right now is I've got Gary doing a keto diet. Charlie doing like...
I'm self-sufficient, though. I don't...
Sure, but, you know, we have, like, cooking and food prep and stuff takes time. So, Charlie's doing one thing. So, I'm trying to, like, build these menus where, like, Gary can eat some... Like, we can cross over a little bit, but there's some nights that we just can't.
We'll talk about green beans real quick.
Huh?
We'll talk about your green beans real
quick. In a minute. So, I get that that's all good, but it is hard to get all that in. So, I want to do... Like, I would love just to be able to go, like, there's some daily vitamins called Ritual that I want, but shit's expensive. And when I say expensive, like, $30 a month to me on a jar of vitamins is, like, a lot. When, I know, like, your daily coffee costs, it doesn't cost me much because I get the $2.99 box from Kroger.
Right.
So don't at me with that. So...
You're just not for being added at all this episode.
Don't at me at all. I don't care. Actually, at me. I don't care. Start a fight. I will not participate. I don't like confrontation. I will agree with you and say congratulations.
So what have you bought? What's coming in the mail?
Turmeric? Yes, which I wanted to get Laird Hamilton's. He's Gabby Reese's husband. And he does a turmeric powder, which I'm sure is like super like whole good because they're like of the earth people. Have you not heard him? Like he's friends with like Joe Rogan and all of them. Anyway, he does a lot of turmeric, and they put it in their coffee and stuff. But I just did a turmeric and ginger root vitamin. It's good for, like, inflammation. And that's,
vitamin C.
Did I get vitamin C?
Yes.
I did? Oh, emergency. The emergency, like where you just do the drink. Yeah. I want to be super healthy and make sure my immune system's solid. And I'm into reading about inflammation and vascular health and stuff. So all of those things have related connections and stuff. So more Mediterranean. I think if I were to get off the Weight Watchers, and even within the Weight Watchers, I'm trying to embed more of the Mediterranean
philosophies. Have you said why you're doing Weight Watchers?
Yes, I have, because I got the freaking app accidentally, and somebody sent me a free trial, and I was like, oh, well, I've already actually had a Weight Watchers free trial, so they were so on to me. And when I reopened it, they were like, no, no, bish, you're paying. Okay. So it's like I got a free month, but I had to pay for 3 months. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't read that very well, and it really confused me, the wording. They did a great job. Their marketing was good. They tricked me. So I feel like I have to use it because I'm paying for it. Again, like wasting things just seems wrong. So once I get to the point, I think February, I'm going to have to go back and check my account. I can cancel it without being punished and I will stop. But I've been trying to use it. It's not bad. The thing that I hate on it right now is that half an avocado is 5 points. I know that's not a lot, but like if I'm doing a 10-point meal a day-ish, I don't want 5 points on avocado. And I think avocados are super healthy and good, and they're the good fats and stuff, but Weight Watchers has another idea. But that's where I am. I don't know. And I would buy like just random health items and essential oils and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to just buy shaker cups and protein and t-shirts. Oh my God. If you get one more 8-man strong t-shirt.
I love them.
Like you have all the colors of the rainbow. You need orange or yellow. You don't have those colors.
Mm-hmm. Be a Hufflepuff.
What?
Be yellow.
Hufflepuff's yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, been going good so far.
Yeah. I had a good week. I wanted to finish that Jill Fit thing. I did all 5 days of exercises, and then on my days off, I walked, and tomorrow I restart again. And I do that for 4 weeks. I do 3 more weeks of this, and then there's another 4-week rotation. So it's a 12-week program. So
follow us for meal plans.
I'm making you a oh, we talked about green beans. I'm making you a keto meatloaf. I will not eat that, so you've got to take that to lunch and stuff. Because I don't like meatloaf.
Mm-hmm. I love meatloaf.
Maybe Charlie will eat it
properly.
I hope so.
Don't tell her it's keto. Just say it's meatloaf.
Yeah, it's not going to have the stovetop in it that she likes. And I did not get dried parsley. Because I didn't think you would give a shit.
I don't care about dried parsley.
Yeah.
I remember, like, on the first, I think I was at, like, Frisch's, and they had parsley on the plate, and I was like, and I think it was my grandmother. She's like, oh, that's just for show.
Yeah. No, they're, like, this is, like, you can put it in.
And do people eat parsley?
This is dried parsley that you put in. It's in, what you put in it.
I mean, do people eat parsley?
Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, you're putting it in your food.
Say people eat kale.
I love kale. Kale
no,
is like I eat kale. Kale is like a crunchier. I don't know. It's a different texture. But when I made my zupa, my low carb zupa, that's really good. But I'm not doing low carb right now. But it's like Italian sausage, like a heavy cream, and then you put kale in it. So good. Oh, you do cauliflower instead of potatoes. I love a good
Abby
soup.
Made green beans the other night, and I've mostly been.
This is
just,
a TikTok recipe.
Yeah, I've been trying to stay as close to carnivore-ish,
mm-hmm.
like meat, some cheese.
Because you're not doing a lot of the, and I think this is where keto gets dangerous, is you could bake a lot of stuff that is like, what am I trying, like knockoff stuff. Like if you like a chocolate chip, there's a keto, like you can purchase all that stuff too.
I have found that when you buy the bars and all that. Now, what I do like with my coffee is a Quest cookie.
Cute.
And I got some fat bombs. But for the most part, it's just...
I can make you fat bombs.
I know. You've made them before. But, yeah. So, when, like, you're trying to supplement your...
I think that gets you off track of, like...
Well, you get in the mind... Like, so, most people, it's like, net carbs. I'm going for total carbs in the day.
Okay.
Like, just what the total is. And I've hit it basically every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I got pea strips. I need a pea, see if I'm in ketosis tonight.
Yeah, but you had those tortillas that you thought were low carb.
Yeah, that was 2 days ago, though.
I would still weigh today.
Okay.
Just saying, trust me.
But, so, Abby has lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost weight.
I'm in the 10-ish pound range. I don't know. I fluctuate so much in a day.
So, I woke up the day, first day of the year. I was prepared. Like, I was going, like, I knew it wasn't like wake up, go to the grocery store.
I haven't been on a scale in forever.
Yeah. So, and one thing about me, and I know it's not healthy, but I get on a scale 22 times a day.
You got to quit that because Charlie sees that. I'm just going to say that straight up.
She ain't up when I'm getting on the scale.
But you said you do it 22 times a day. At some point, she sees that.
Well.
And she does it too. And I don't like that at all. Like, especially for a female, like, we could literally gain 8+ pounds in a week if we're on our period or right before our period. And so she, like, mentally doesn't understand.
Abomination of the
shut up. Oh my God. So I had avoided the scale completely and I finally got on and I was like, oh,
and we got a food scale?
Hell.
And a food thermometer?
We don't have our food. It didn't. They were out. Oh, yeah. We ordered them from Amazon.
Yep.
I also ordered a grippy for my Yeti.
I didn't know what that was. I was like, what?
So I struggle like that. Like I have to carry, so I carry a coffee in the morning and then I carry my.
I tricked her tonight. I made her a small
I finish my
cup
coffee,
of coffee
every day. Oh my God. I'm going to start sending you pictures. So I have found
an Instagram account.
My finished coffee drinks.
Yeah.
So ridiculous. The only time I had a cup of coffee this morning and finished it. The times that I don't is when like Harlan's up, I'm drinking, I set it down and I forget that I'm drinking.
That's
coffee.
One thing.
Like I forget that I have Hershey Kisses in my pocket.
Normally I don't drink coffee, but when I do this diet, it's like,
you do. It's precious. You just sit down, you just drink your little coffee with your little house shoes on.
I'm wearing them right now.
Best gift ever.
So
we were talking about green beans.
Abby made great green beans.
So Gary
like
likes,
I like canned green beans.
Nothing against them. I like Allen's. Right. Nothing against them. I love garden green beans. I like, when we talk about canned, I like when someone is canned green beans.
Yeah, but Abby got like just the raw green beans from the store.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I made them, but.
We both made them. It was a team effort. We made Charlie chop them, and then you just put them in broth and let that cook down, which I had to, Gary's like, it's not been cooking down. I'm like, well, you got to turn it all the way up on high so it boils. And then you put a little seasoning on it. I wanted to put some Creole seasoning on it, but you weren't about that.
No, just a little salt.
So they get crispy. It's like and, asparagus. Oh, with butter. With yeah, butter, butter. And they were
real
really,
butter.
Really good. Like I didn't calculate the butter in my Weight Watchers. Prob's a problem, but I don't know how to calculate that. How do you calculate melted butter?
I don't know.
It cooked out.
Harlan had an outstanding week.
Oh, my
if
gosh,
you saw Abby's
you guys.
Story this week, he's saying his name. He is engaging with, in playtime, it's like I play with him. It's not like he plays by himself and he just wants
we are
to
not
something.
100% at like pure, like true interaction, but we are so much farther away. Like he wants you to be with him. Like he, as soon as I walked in the door tonight, he said, come on, let's go. And he had his toys out on the bed and he wanted me to be there with him. And like, I would make the characters talk and he has a play voice, you guys. I don't know what he's saying, but Buddy does a little, and it's like a Boone Howard thing.
Does?
Harlan, when he has Woody.
Oh,
Woody.
Buddy.
No, did I? Maybe I did. But Woody does a little, it's this little like, it's like he's ventriloquist. Thank you. And it's adorable, but like today he took Buddy, he said, howdy, howdy, howdy. Hi, Buzz. Hi, Tato. Hi, Tato. There's three potatoes.
Yeah, he has three potatoes. He loves potato heads.
He does. I got to find all the rest
one
of the
thing
pieces.
He did this week was, and shout out to Heather and Kyla,
They're killing it.
Played the shit out of some Legos.
Yes.
Never played Legos in his life.
But he's played with big blocks, but not Legos, little Legos.
Right. And like tonight, he played with, he got some magnetic blocks, which I stole a lot of the ideas that he did, that stuff that I see he plays with.
Oh, same.
With,
yeah, that's know. Where his little bubble thing came from, was what they had there.
But, yeah, he like was, I don't know.
He just wants to stack.
And
he loves
to school
stick.
Next week. So
yes.
As of right now.
Yeah. Subject to change. Him saying his name. I've tried. Like it hit me one day. Actually, the guy that works on our home, like when he comes in and does maintenance, our maintenance person, said, "What's your name?" And I was like, "Oh hell!" Like it hit me. He doesn't know how to articulate his name.
Harlan.
And so I like that was, gosh, that was a summer maybe. Mm-hmm. And I have been working since the summer on how to say your name. I even made a GIF of him saying, "My name is Harlan." And like the mouth would move and it was a picture of him. But if you ask him who he is in a picture, he'll call himself Baby, which most of them are him as a baby. He'll just say Baby. So been working really hard on naming people. And it just, the stars kind of aligned because he's been playing with Woody and Buzz a lot. And
he likes to name all of his, like he will say the name of all of his toys.
Yes. And I read that letting a kid play with a baby doll is really productive in speech and showing them like how to do things. Like, oh, the baby would like to eat now. Nom, 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 nom. The baby is tired and doing this. Well, he took a shine to Taylor Ray's Baby Yoda. And he kept going, "Oh, cute, cute." And I was like, "We got to get him a baby." And I swore Charlie had a baby doll in this basement, like that we haven't thrown away yet. And Gary couldn't find it. All he found was like the body, but not the head. But we found a doll, like a stuffed toy that it had big eye. It like looks little. And so he calls it Baby. And he packs it around like a baby. And from there, he got really into naming and talking about them. So I started saying, "And what's your name?" And I would whisper, "It's Harlan." And I've been doing this months. "What is your name?" "My name is Harlan." And he finally said Harlan. And it was adorable. Like I could cry. It was amazing to hear that. And he's doing it consistently. So it's sticking and it definitely comes with like routine. We can't just like up and say, "Hey, what's your name?" But that will come because now he can, like the "I want" statements are coming more fluidly and he remembers to say them without me prompting.
"What's your name?" "Oh, yeah." "Oh, yes."
I love it.
"And what's your name?"
"Oh, yeah."
Oh, that was perfect. But we're getting there. We're getting somewhere. Like, I never thought I would hear that. Remember that he called, I mean, somebody said tonight, like, "Remember when he just called you Bobby?" I was like, yeah, it's not Bobby now. It's Mom. All the time.
Yeah.
Love it. Bring it on. I just wish he would quit twirling my damn hair. It's in a tangled mess. But it helps him go to sleep. He's killed it.
All right. Well, a little long this week, so if you've hung in there this whole time,
thanks.
I appreciate you. It just, time just flies when we're talking. This is really like, we look forward to this because it's just us, no kids. Charlie's super needy tonight. Look what I can do.
Gary finally goes, "Do you need attention?" She goes, "Yes." I was like, "Well, fire on it." She wanted to show us a backbend
and splits.
And so we watched it. And then Gary took her damn phone away. Asshole.
Well, it's that 13-year-old girl attitude. Listen, if she had an inkling of what's in store for her.
Don't tell her. You're not going to do that. Where you just dangle that. You're going to do this out of the authentic place with which you scheduled this event. And it was out of love for yourself and our daughter.
Yes. But yeah. So this week, 3-day weekend. I get my eyes checked.
Oh.
I'd be happy to tell you guys all about my...
I got Gary... We got some of those... What are they called? Blue light blocker? Mm-hmm. Gary's cute in glasses. Very distinguished looking. It's adorable. That little salt and pepper hair.
Mm-hmm.
Little glasses. I think you need to take those in as a frame reference. Like, I want some that are this shape.
Just like a black round.
They're not round. That's definitely not round. Whatever. It's more of a square. Square. Rectangle. Just take the glasses with you and show them.
Okay.
Do not use your words. You will come out looking like Benjamin Franklin. Your spectacles. Bifocals.
Oh. All right. Well, appreciate everybody hanging in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun week. Look forward to a shorter week this week.
Whatever it looks like.
Kids are back in school. Abby's going to have kids in her classroom. Some of our friends have already been back to school.
Yep. Some of our friends are already in quarantine because they went back to school.
Yeah, the whole stopping and starting thing is just like,
I'm over it.
Either say, okay.
I dig the Clark County mentality. Yo, we'll see you February 22nd. We got stuff to do. Kids know what's happening. You know what's happening. Consistency, man, matters.
Most of the sporting, like our hometown sports teams are actually in quarantine right now, mm-hmm. or they're not playing. So
imagine that.
I just love the Facebook comments. Because they post it for transparency whenever that happens. And you can just imagine some of the people, what they say.
Mm.
Why y'all care about, why y'all playing sports? And a lot of them make good points, but like, I don't know. Why I don't have any reference from the, you know, Spanish flu days.
So get this. We can play sports. But mock trial has to be done on Zoom, which, okay.
Okay.
They can, like, normally you put, like, the team in a room, they can't even be in a room together. So we can put a classroom full of kids together, but a small, like, defense team or prosecution can't sit.
In a courtroom or a
similar. They're going to do it from, like, a classroom?
Yeah.
They can't sit in a room together. They have to be in different rooms, all on separate computers. But we can wrestle?
Well, you can't right now.
you know, so, but that's not a state. That's not
just a
Montgomery
thing.
County. That's not a county thing. That is the mock trial state rules. That was their rules. That's got to be revised. Well, there was a little, a student here who was babysitting for us, and she's a mock trial kid at the high school. And I was like, y'all need to go back at somebody for that one because that's dumb. Like, if we can sit in a classroom.
Y'all try to be lawyers and argue this point.
You can't sit with the people, like your co-counsel. They can't sit with their co-counsel in the same room and sit 6 feet apart with their mask on? Give me a break.
Listen, I do a podcast every week on Zoom. Every week, no doubt, there's some point where somebody's connection gets weak or mm-hmm, like there's a delay.
Yeah.
And you just sit there and you're looking.
Charlie said hers was, like, she can't, like, her audio screwed up. Also, Charlie fell asleep mid-Zoom, so did you know that? Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Took her a little nap. Took her a little nap the other morning when we weren't here.
Oh, she missed a Zoom. I got. I didn't really need to be on there.
When she was going to school that day, too, so she had to be ready. She could have gone to part of it, for sure, but that was the day she went for her cello.
Cello.
It made me so mad. Her teacher said she did good. I was like, she goes, she's really kept
she
up.
She ain't touched a
She ain't
cello.
Touched it. She The string, you literally had to change the strings because she ain't touched that thing. So I was like, what? You did good? Like, what could you do, man, if you practiced?
Yeah, we ain't doing orchestra next year.
She better start playing that thing? God, that makes me so mad at her. Like,
I'm going to tell her she has to play Stairway to Heaven on the cello.
Have you seen those, like, the two cellos group?
Yeah.
Love them. Or is it two violins? Two instruments.
Strings.
Two stringed instruments.
All right. Back at it next week.
Back at it like a crack at it. Sorry. It's a Run the Jewel song.
I gotta wake up and go to the gym tomorrow.
Yep.
Charlie has swim. It's supposed to snow.
We've already done our grocery shopping.
Well, shit.
Oh! Remember the saga of Gary? Did we talk about this? How you just order clickless way too fast? And you don't wait, and then we go to the store like seven times.
I purposely kept asking you, hey, check the list.
No, that wasn't the deal. The deal was we were going to have it set at Thursday at what time? 6 p.m. Gary at noon. Hey, is it okay to go ahead and order click list?
To be fair, I don't remember the time, so.
Shocking. But we got it ordered. We even did a Walmart pickup. We good. We're not martial law shutdown good.
Also, a preview for an episode to come. We're going to dig into this budgeting workbook.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not quite Dave Ramsey-ish, but we'll let you know how it goes.
I can guarantee you it's not Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
We will not be like that.
So if you spent the last 90 minutes listening to us talk, we love you. We hope you're safe. We hope you had a great weekend.
Enjoy your week.
You can watch the inauguration from the comfort of your home. Celebrate. Do whatever you want to do this week. It's all about you.
It's all about you.
All right. I love you.
I love you too.
Toodaloo!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.